فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. صدق الله العظيم. ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. رسالة صلوات درود. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, honorable brothers and friends in Islam, we once again commence with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we once again send durood and salawat, greetings and salutation to the greatest creation of Allah, the last of all his Anbiya and Rusul, our beloved Master Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, brothers and friends, there is a famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. The condition of the mu'min, the condition of the believer is amazing. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. The condition of the mu'min, the condition of the believer is astonishing. Why? إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Because all his conditions are always good for him. And you and I know, from our own experiences and what we see with our eyes around us, every human being is either in a good condition or a bad condition. Either he's happy or he's sad. Either he's healthy or he's ill. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, look at the mu'min. His condition is so astonishing and amazing. Because whatever the case may be, whatever the situation may be, whatever the circumstances may be, إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٍ. It's always good for him. Why? Because إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّا. If Allah blesses him with ease and comfort, with happiness and joy, and then he raises his hands and he makes shukr to Allah. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّا شَكَرْ. If Allah blesses him with his bounty, and then he says, thank you, O Allah. He is grateful to Allah. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And that is good for him. Alternatively, on the other condition, on the contrary, in أَصَابَتْهُ دَرَّا. If difficulty befalls him, hardship comes his way, whatever the cause, and then sabr, he exercises patience. He makes sabr, and that sabr فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And that sabr, that patience is best for him, is good for him. So Nabi alayhi salam, he says, O mu'min, O Muslim, your condition must be totally different from the condition of those who don't believe in Allah. Because when you say La ilaha illallah, We translated, there is no deity but Allah. Nobody deserves my ibadat, my worship but Allah. But look deeper into La ilaha illallah. The question is, why do I say La ilaha illallah? Why do I worship nobody but Allah? And you would know. We all would know because of the iman in our hearts. The reason for La ilaha illallah is because there is no strength. Because there is no power except the strength and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the mu'min says, La ilaha illallah. That believe in Allah tells him that, listen Muslim, if you have iman in Allah, then you will understand. Like we just said, in actual fact, it's because we understand that we have this iman in Allah, that nothing in this dunya will happen contrary to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing in this dunya can happen without the permission of Allah. To the extent that the Muslim says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salam tells us, you know what is this La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? It is kanzun min taht al arsh. A treasure from beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu. What's the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Sometimes you hear of somebody doing something wrong and you say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You drive in the car and you see something wrong taking place and you say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When we were little kids, right? And something wrong and you say toba toba. You drive in and you see the billboard advertising alcohol, little children we used to say, Toba, Toba. Now you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, ya akhi. What's the relationship between La hawla wa la quwwata and what you are seeing outside? You saw something wrong. You said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Why? The reason is the meaning of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When you say la hawla wa la quwwa, it's supposed to be actually a reminder to you. The reminder is, la hawla, there is no strength. Wa la quwwa, there's no power. No strength to do what? No power about what? The ulama explain. La hawla, no strength to do good. وَلَا قُوَّةِ and no power to abstain from wrong. إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ except with the help of Allah. So when you see somebody doing something wrong, and you're saying لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, it's actually a reminder to you. It's not like astaghfirullah, look what that guy is doing. It's not like when I say لَا حَوْلَ, I'm regarding myself as better than him. It's actually a reminder to me, La hawla wa la quwwa. If I am not doing what he's doing, it's because Allah is keeping me away. If I'm not breaking the command like so and so, it's not because I'm so pious. It's because Allah is helping me. So when the Muslim has this belief, this conviction, that even my salat, my zakat, my sawm, my hajj, my tawaf, my tilawat, my dhikr, only with the permission of Allah. Then this Muslim now when he says, La ilaha illallah, then he realizes, you know why I only worship one Allah? Because nothing happens in this dunya. Nothing can happen in this dunya. Nothing will happen in this dunya without the command of Allah. Without the permission of Allah. So if I'm happy, that happiness is from Allah. If I'm healthy, that health is from Allah. If I'm wealthy, that wealth is from Allah. And if I'm sad, that sadness is also from Allah. If I'm in difficulty, the difficulty is also from Allah. So the mu'min has this iman. That whatever good, whatever bad happens in my life, it's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he realizes this, Then in ease and comfort, he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In difficulty, adversity, then he makes sabr. Unlike the disbeliever. Remember, the aim of the hadith is a Muslim. Don't be like those people over there. When they are comfortable, happy, they have wealth, then they have health, they forget Allah, and they attribute the achievements to themselves. Like Qarun, he looked at his wealth and he said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. You know where I got this from? My knowledge. My education. And when the kafir, disbeliever, reaches that level of forgetting Allah, attributing all good in his life to his effort, to his ability and capability, he eventually reaches the levels of arrogance and haughtiness. And then he even rejects Allah. أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. He was rejecting the call of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he thought he's too wealthy. أَنْ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكُ. Namrud debated with Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Namrud claims, but I am your daughter, your Lord. Why? Because Ataahu Allahul Mulk, Allah gave him kingdom. So that's the condition of the disbeliever in happiness, comfort. And in discomfort, sadness, difficulty, hardship, he goes to the other extreme. Now also he doesn't realize that this is from Allah. This could be a test from Allah. There could be other reasons. So eventually he, as we would say, throws in the towel. Now he wants to run away from his difficulties. And he thinks, terminate his life. Commit suicide. Allah says, Muslim, but you're different. You don't go that way in ease. You don't go the opposite way in difficulty. You remember. You realize it's all from Allah. So either you're making shukr, or you're making super sabr in all conditions. Kana khayran lahu. It will be good for the believer. Respected elders, brothers, friends in Islam. Quran encourages us, emphasizes to us, be grateful. Hadith tells us be grateful. Among the reasons why we are encouraged, emphasized, be grateful to Allah. One is that because gratitude was the attribute, the quality of every Nabi. Allah Ta'ala praised the Anbiya in the Quran for various reasons. But among them, Allah praises them for their gratitude. Let's look at the example of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And we all know, no Nabi lived in this dunya longer than Sayyidina Nuh. He gave da'wah to his qawm, to his people for 950 years. After 950 years, then till the number of believers were so few. But he didn't give up. He continued. So imagine the steadfastness, the perseverance, the patience, sabr. Yet when Allah praises Nuh, Allah doesn't say, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبَدًا صَبُورًا. Allah doesn't say, he was so patient. Although he was so patient. He was so steadfast. Yet Allah doesn't mention that. Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ. Allah praises the gratitude of Nuh. Allah praises the gratitude of Ibrahim. Who again? Abu al-Anbiya. Father of all the Anbiya who came after him. He has so many good qualities. But here Allah says, شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ. He was grateful for the bounties of Allah. And we know the example of our Master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he used to perform salat at night, so much so that his feet would swell. And when Sayyida Aisha said, but O Nabi of Allah, you are ma'asum, infallible, no sins. So why are you doing this to yourself? And Nabi alayhi salam replies, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Aisha, but shouldn't I be grateful? Another reason why we are grateful to Allah, or should I say why we should be grateful to Allah, is because gratitude is a means of drawing more and more of the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah tells us, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ If you are grateful, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I swear I will give you more. We don't have time. And well, not everybody is acquainted with the details of the Arabic language. Otherwise, we would have explained why when Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ My servants, if you are grateful, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ It's not just like Allah saying, I will give you more. Allah is saying, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I swear. It's when I say, I take qasam, I will give you more. And then Allah says, وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ And if you are ungrateful, Allah doesn't take qasam. Allah doesn't take qasam. And Allah doesn't say, I will definitely give you more. Or I will definitely punish you. When man is grateful, Allah says, La azidannakum. I swear, ati qasam azidannakum again. Not just I will give you more, but I will definitely give you more. Open the Quran. Look for the ayat in the 13th juz. Then you will see, La azidannakum. The noon has a bushaddad. That noon is signifying Allah is saying, I will definitely give you more. But if man is ungrateful, then Allah just says, "Wala in kafartum servants, if you are ungrateful, fa inna adabi la shadid, then my punishment is severe." Allah doesn't take qasam, I will definitely punish you. He just says, just remember my punishment is severe. Look at the difference between the two approaches. Look at the difference between the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another reason why we should be grateful is because gratitude is a means of going closer, closer to Allah until banda insan becomes among the very special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say Sayyiduna, Mawlana Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, enters the masjid. He hears this man making dua, Allahumma ja'alni min al-khalil. Wallah, make me among the few. Make me among the few. And Umar doesn't understand this dua. Just as you also not understanding, what's the meaning of this? Make me among the few. So Sayyidina Umar waits for the man to terminate his dua. And then Sayyidina Umar calls him and says, I heard you making this dua. What type of dua is this? And he says, Umar, didn't you read in the Quran? Allah says, قَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ So few of my servants are grateful. So few of my servants are grateful. So I'm making dua, Allah, make me among your grateful servants. Because when, even in this dunya, a man has friends, but his very special friends are few. Might know everybody in the masjid, but very special, very, very special friends, with whom you can share your pain, with whom you can share your grief, they are very, very few. Those you can count on the fingers of one hand, not even two hands. So he says, I understood from this ayat, that those who are grateful are very, very special servants of Allah. So I'm saying, oh Allah, make me grateful so that I can be even closer and closer to you. So that's why we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is gratitude? We spoke about it so many times. One of the great ulama said, you know what's the meaning of gratitude? Before I continue, you heard the word tufayli. Those who know Urdu, all of the meaning of tufayli, uninvited guest. There's a wedding, and somebody just pitches up and puts himself on the table. Now the host don't even feel, because of the muru'at, because of the dignity, we can't chase him out and say, we never invite you. So they let him sit there. But this man wasn't invited. So one of the ulama say, you know what's the meaning of shukr? أن تعد نفسك تفيليا في نعمة الله. That you regard yourself like an uninvited guest on the table of Allah's ni'mats. Meaning that you regard yourself as undeserving of the ni'mat of Allah. You regard yourself as undeserving of the ni'mat of Allah. When you regard yourself as undeserving of the ni'mat of Allah, and then imagine how much shukr you will make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Previously we may have referred to the story of Dawood alayhi salam. We won't go into the details. But the crux is, the meaning of shukr is when you realize ajazaka an shukr, your inability to make shukr. When you realize, ya Allah, no matter how much I will thank you, it will never be enough. Junaid Baghdadi sums it up and he says, shukr, don't use the ni'mat of Allah to break the hukm of Allah. Don't use the ni'mat of Allah to break the command of Allah. Whatever ni'mat it may be, this body, the eyes, the ears, the hands, the food Allah gave you, whatever ni'mat Allah gave you, don't use it contrary to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.